Yeah, I got my I got my trusty laminated card that's helped me. It doesn't help the double numbers. No, I think this is I mean, it's a win-win. We get give guys an opportunity to come out here and that maybe fell through the cracks with a lot of the tryout guys, and allows us to do 11-on-11 work. We found last year, we found three guys that made the 53 in this. So it's just great to be able to get these guys on film and get them evaluated. No, because we know things are always a little bit slow in the beginning. They're kind of slowed down, just trying to process. So we don't get too wrapped up into it. But I think with pretty much every guy that we drafted at some point during today's practice, there was a moment of, oh, that's why we drafted him. It is. I think we were probably in the 30s last year with the number of tryout guys. I don't remember the exact number. I think the total number we had in camp a year ago was in the mid 50s, mid to high 50s. I think we're in the mid 70s today. Yeah, I mean that's. I think it was just all individual things here and there. I don't know if I want to get into specific guys, but I think all, like I said, all the draft picks at some point did something that was noticeable. Well, the one thing that I think we're very pleased with is our depth. Especially, we'll be much deeper in the offensive line, and we think we'll be much deeper in the defensive line, and those were two problem spots for us a year ago. As a normal NFL season wears on, you're gonna have to rely on those guys that going into the season you probably thought that you weren't gonna have to. And I know we'll feel much more comfortable this year at virtually every position about our depth. Yeah, we had that discussion. Gathered all the information we could, and it was a comfort thing. I just nobody felt comfortable making the pick, and the word was out there too that it potentially wouldn't sign if it was a late pick. So we did our homework and made the decision we made. I think when we got to the last day, because of the word was out that it was potentially a wasted pick, that if you picked him that he was just going to sit out. So it was discussed. The first two nights. I think for most teams, I think the discussions took place on day two, because that was when the news had really come out right before the draft. So day one, it was, I think nobody had very good information day one, and then when it got to day two is, I think, when a lot of people were kind of trying to gather as much as they could and make a decision. Connor's been Connor, very quiet, but just very solid, knows what to do, quietly has good command of the huddle and has a presence. He's just not a real, verbal, real vocal type of leader, but he's been real solid. Prepares well, and it shows up on the field. I don't think so. I think you want guys to be able to. Everybody can. Leadership can come in different forms. I don't think you have to be a yeller and a screamer. I mean, he can still be assertive, but as long as it's within his personality, we don't want guys to kind of just try to be somebody that they're not, because that comes across as fake. To me, and it's what I've said on Johnny so far, that to me, we want him essentially with horse blinders on, focus on his job, getting up every day, perfecting his craft, whatever it is, the homework that the quarterbacks have, or come out and working on his footwork, his releases, that he's much more concerned about himself than really anything else. I just think we're not going to start talking competition. I mean, Josh, like I said, will more than likely be the starter going into camp, and in the foreseeable future, I don't see that changing. Those guys have been alternating reps with all three of them, Johnny, Connor, and Thad. They've been rolling those guys. I'm sure Kevin and Flip will come up with a rotation when we get going. Could be, because the biggest reason why is because of his character, just how he prepares, how he handles himself. He's the type of guy that he'll always be ready to go when called upon. I just think we're too close to him getting out. I think it's just too early to start expanding what we're asking him to do and what we're wanting him to get involved in. It's baby steps here at this point. It's a new system. He's getting used to a new quarterback coach, a new coordinator. And there's plenty on his plate, and there's plenty of football that's going to occur between now and the start of the season for us to make an evaluation. We all do. I mean, he's been just I've been in the offensive meetings, and you know, when he's been called upon, he has the right answer, and he gets it out quick. I mean, he's seems to me that he is, you know, people have kind of said dialed in and focused and all that, but he's, you know, he's done everything we've asked him so far.
And I've
talked about this before. We feel much more comfortable with Josh. There were a lot of circumstances, and I'm not going to get into them talking about what happened at Tampa, but we're comfortable, and obviously we were comfortable because we brought him here and signed him, that we're going to see more of the Josh McCown from Chicago than we did from the Josh McCown in Tampa. But a lot of that has to do with supporting cast, that if we feel we're playing well around Josh, that will make his job that much easier. We're going to move him around.
Okay.
We're going to move him. You'll see he's going to place him on the left side tomorrow, some point this weekend. I don't know whether it'll be tomorrow or Sunday. I'm not sure of Mo's plans, but we'll probably work him some at center as well.